بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of tawassul. What is tawassul? Is this allowed in Islam? Is this only limited to Shia Islam? They do tawassul to the holy tomb of their infallible imams, or no? All the Shia denominations and Islamic denominations do that.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We believe that tawassul is rooted in the verses of the Quran and the narrations in both Shia and Sunni sources. So although Shia are famous for believing in tawassul, but the Quranic verses and the narrations in both Shia and Sunni scholars prove that it is an Islamic doctrine and teaching. And it is referring to resorting to some intermediaries. Allah said, "Wabtaghu ilayhi al-wasila," to resort to some intermediaries, to some great people, and even to some, for example, great objects, for example, to the Noble Book of Quran or the angels, to act as intermediaries between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as I mentioned, this is rooted in the Noble Book of Quran, but before referring to the verses, does it mean that we are not allowed to directly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our requests? Of course. I mean, each and every one of us is allowed to talk directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do it in the time of Salat prayer. And every time we can directly talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for our requests. But at the same time, we are encouraged by the Quran, by the narrations, to also do tawassul, to refer to the Prophet and infallible Imams,
yes,
to act as intermediaries between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this can be done in two ways. Sometimes, of course, it is not done, but theoretically speaking, some people might think that the Prophet and the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, they are independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have an independent power beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an act of polytheism, and no Shia is doing that. I mean, if you ask any Shia that, for example, you're asking Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to act as intermediary between you and Allah, do you mean that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is above God?
Mm-hmm.
No one will answer you positively.
Yes.
All the people believe that the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, they are the greatest servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But so if we pay attention to this point, then tawassul is absolutely recommended in the religion of Islam. I mean, having in mind that the Prophet and the Imams, they do not have any independent power. They have this position because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them this power.
That's right.
Now, tawassul can be done at the time of the life of a prophet and the imams, and also when they pass away.
Yes.
So, as I mentioned, there are different verses in the Noble Book of Quran proving the concept of tawassul. For example, one of them is the story of the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. We know that they wronged Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam by throwing in a well. And later when they repented, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter Yusuf, verse 97, that قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا. They came to their father, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, and told him, "O Father, you please plead with Allah for forgiving our sins. Inna kunna khata'in. We have indeed been erring. Now the question is that were they not able to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly to forgive their sins? For sure they were able. But here they come to Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam and they ask him to pray for them. And Quran confirmed their actions. I mean, Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam does not tell them that you are committing a major sin by coming to me, you need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. No, he says, قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي. He said, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. The other verse in this regard is in chapter An-Nisa 64. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Had they, when they wronged themselves, referring to the companions of the Prophet who sometimes commit some sins, جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. Had they come to you and pleaded to Allah for forgiveness, and the apostle had pleaded for them to Allah for forgiveness, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They would have surely found Allah all clement, all merciful. Here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the fact that when a companion commits some sins, he himself needs to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and also, it is good for him if the Holy Prophet asks for forgiveness for him. Also in chapter Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verse 19, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Know that there is no God except Allah. Then the verse is addressing the Prophet, وَاسْتَغْفَرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, and plead to Allah for forgiveness of your sins, which of course is not the sins in our understanding. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Here Allah is asking the Prophet, is commanding the Prophet to ask for forgiveness for the believers, men and women. So all these verses are referring to the fact that as Muslims, we are recommended to refer to the Prophet and the Imams to act as intermediaries between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir. Praise to Allah, all glories to Allah.
We worship Allah and no one but Allah. It's not limited to our Prophet. At the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, we see that the children of Israel, Banu Israel, sometimes also they refer to Moses alayhi salam. In chapter Baqarah 61, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَسْبِرَ عَلَىٰ تَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. When you said, that is the children of Israel, O Moses, we will not put up with one kind of food. فَدُعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ. You invoke your Lord for us. So the children of Israel were able to ask directly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here they ask Prophet Musa alayhi salam to do that. فَدُعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ. يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُمْبَتُ الْأَرْضِ. So that he may bring forth for us of that which the earth grows. So again, Musa alayhi salam did not reproach Banu Israel that why you are asking me to pray for you. Pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. No, he confirmed this action. And we have many narrations both in Shia and Sunni sources. Again, sometimes some people may say that this is during the life of the Prophet Muhammad and Prophet Musa alayhi salam. But the point is that when we refer to the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and the narrations in Sunni sources, we see that in many cases the companions of the Prophet used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, or to go to the holy shrine and grave of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. This is mentioned in the narrations. And the Quran tells us that the Prophet and the Imams, the martyrs, the great people, they are not dead, they are alive. So they have a kind of life in the world of Barzakh, and they have they are able to have a kind of connection
yes.
to this world. That is why in every day we say, Assalamu alayka ayyuha an-nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, O the Prophet. This is done by all Muslims, Shia and Sunni. Now the question is that, especially from the Wahhabis, why you are addressing the Prophet? If the Prophet is dead, if he is not able to hear you, if he does not have any connection to this world, why you say, Assalamu alayka, peace be upon you? You need to say, Oh Allah, send blessing upon the Prophet. So when in every prayer we are addressing the Prophet by saying Assalamu alayka, it
yes.
means that the Holy Prophet is able to hear us. He has a kind of connection and relation to this world. So there are many narrations telling us that as Muslims we are able to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our request by making the infallible Imams and the Prophet as intermediaries. Now, having said that, what is the philosophy and the wisdom behind
yes.
tawassul? There are a couple of points here. First of all, we know that as human beings, we are in need of role models. And Allah says that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. There is a good example for you in the personality of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. So as fallible human beings, we are in need of some role models. And the angels cannot be our role models. They do not have passion. So we are in need of human beings as some role models. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that you need to do tawassul to the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, He is giving us and He is showing us some role models to tell us that these are the best people for you to take as examples. So one of the main philosophies for tawassul is for us to know the greatness and the high level, spiritual level of the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, so that in our everyday time we can take them as examples. At the end of the day, as I mentioned, the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam are just human beings like us. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. The big difference is that the Holy Prophet received a revelation, but still they are human beings. So we can think of following the Prophet and the Imams. We can think of taking them as role models. So one of the best ways for us to know that they can be our role models is through the concept of tawassul. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a kind of reward to the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. This is another point. The last point that I would like to share is that, as I mentioned, we can directly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our request. The second way is that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us our request by the great position of the Prophet and the Imams. Now the question is that, are we able to ask directly from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Imam al-Hussein, for example, or Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, give shifa, give healing to my child, for example? The scholars believe that this is not recommended.
Yes.
I mean, the best way is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the request by doing tawassul through the intermediation of the infallible yes. Imam and the Prophet. It's not recommended, but there is no objection. I mean, there is no problem with that. Because if you ask a Shia that when you are asking Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, do you expect Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to do that independently from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is no. We are doing that because of the greatness of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the best way is to what we do in dua tawassul. In dua tawassul, we say that, Oh Allah, we are trying to get closer to you through the Prophet, through the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So the best way is to do tawassul by asking Allah through the right of the Prophets and Prophet Muhammad and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. But even if people directly ask their request from the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, it's not problematic.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of tawassul. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information or to send your question to us, please visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you. Fi amanah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن